It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 178. Highlights from my afternoon radio show on Sonic1029. Sometimes it's fun phone calls, sometimes it's pop culture news, sometimes it's a little bit of both. And every so often, we get a band in here. Had the Gaslight Anthem a couple of weeks back, and a couple of big ones actually in the coming weeks. Metric will be doing a Sonic session with us, as will Hannah Georges, Mother Mother, and a band called Rural Alberta Advantage. And if you manage to download the podcast before Saturday, October 27th, we're going to be at the Edmonton Events Center that night for Sonic 1029's Monster Mash Halloween Bash. Shout out, 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 out. We'll be performing DJ Eric Kubici out of Las Vegas and Vinyl Mitchie. My alter ego. I'll be doing a little modern rock mashup set. Stuff not entirely unlike this here.
Superstar sucked into the super.
Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The automobile is far from a new invention, but this still blew my mind. It was 115 years ago today that the first used car dealership was opened. Wow. I'll bet the we'd rather sell them than count them line probably carried a lot more weight back then. And what is it with celebrities punishing their children with awful names? Uma Thurman just had a baby. She named her Rosalind Arusha Arkadina Altaloon Florence Thurman Busan. Most kids are able to spell their own name by kindergarten. I think this kid might be 12 by the time she's able to. And the number of people in North America who were severely obese, meaning at least 100 pounds overweight, jumped by more than 70% over the past 10 years. You know, it's not often you see the word severely obese and jumped in the same sentence. Note to self, talk to investment broker about shares in the Rascal Scooter Company. And finally, a man in Baltimore is attempting to get himself into the Guinness Book of World Records for running a marathon in 2 hours and 46 minutes. Is that a record time? No, in fact, far from it. The difference here is he plans to run the race in flip-flops.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Adele had her baby on the weekend. And while she has more than 10 million Twitter followers, it wasn't that Adele tweet everyone was talking about. It was this one here. Adele was pregnant? Question mark. I thought she was just fat. The funny thing is that one of the topics dominating the news lately is bullying. We're trying to convince kids to quit doing it, yet adults themselves have yet to leave behind this dark art. And Beyonce and Jay-Z have lost a court battle to trademark their daughter's name. The two named their kid Blue Ivy and have since launched a line of Blue Ivy baby products. How weird would that be, growing up being the subject of a signature brand? You go to the park, all the other kids would have your name on their clothes? And now for a segment called Fast Food Around the World. Burger King Japan is selling a pumpkin burger for Halloween. Now, if like most fast food consumers, you're afraid this borders unhealthy, oh, don't you worry. The burger only contains 2 tiny slices of the seasonal squash. And not only is it deep fried, it's oozing with special sauce that blends peanuts, almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, and sesame seeds. Basically, if you have nut allergies, it's an anaphylactic seizure on a sesame seed bun.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Something kind of funny happened to me this morning. I was at the gym, and just sort of out of the corner of my eye, there was something that sort of bothered me about the person right next to me. I wasn't quite sure what it was, and then I noticed, I'm like, wait a minute, we're wearing the exact same shirt. A little odd. Okay, whatever. And my eyes sort of glanced down. This person who is working out directly beside me is wearing the exact same workout pants as me. We are literally wearing the same clothes, side by side. That seemed bad at first. The weirder thing is that it was a middle-aged Asian woman. She was seriously like 4.5 feet tall. It was like a 4.5 foot tall version of me. Like a little Asian woman dressed in her Lane Mitchell Halloween costume. It was just the strangest thing ever. And I looked down, and this isn't somebody I know. This is just some random stranger who happened to have been working out next to me. She's wearing the same shoes. Like, not the exact same shoes, but same brand, same color. She had the same water bottle as me, only it was half-sized. Really? How often, like, what do you think the odds are of that happening? Finding your female middle-aged Asian doppelganger. It doesn't seem like something that would happen all that often, I don't think. But that's me.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, Apple unveiled the all-new iPad Mini yesterday. That's right, a small Wi-Fi-enabled tablet. Jeez, you know, if only they made something like that with a telephone built in. Oh wait, they already did 5 years ago. It's called the iPhone. See, the worst part is, as redundant as this little piece of technology is, it's Apple. So people will line up first and ask questions later. And TV news, CBS has announced a forthcoming family sitcom called Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yes, like that smells like teen spirit. It's created by the same writer as Big Bang Theory. The show will follow the foibles of an 18-year-old kid who forgoes Harvard to launch a multi-billion-dollar internet company. And could PMS be a myth? In a word, sort of. Researchers say of the data they reviewed, only 53% of studies found any link between menstruation and bad mood. One scientist theorizes that it is culturally dependent, so if a woman's expected to behave badly around that time of the month, she may take the opportunity to be a Mrs. Bossy Pants.
More assertive?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
My name's Lane Mitchell. You ever see those little, like, silica packs and stuff? Like those little things of sand, the desiccant, the stuff that, you know, basically it prevents products from being damaged from moisture. It's like a little pack of sand they throw in stuff. They always say do not eat on them, which I always think is bizarre. You know, like, who's going to see a little pack of sand and go, I'm going to eat that? Just seems like a weird thing to do. You crack open a multivitamin jar, you see in there, okay, there's multivitamins, then there's a pack of sand. Do I eat the sand or the multivitamin? The multivitamins, right? But you think they pretty much have to put that warning on there for somebody? And today, that somebody was me. Yeah, I ate a pack of silica. They just, you know, they put them in protein powder, like in the little tubs. I wasn't paying attention. You know, I was just at the end of the protein powder this morning. You know, I'm half awake, dump it in the blender, throw a banana in there, some flax meal, some almond milk, and I hit liquefy. And when it liquefies, it liquefies. Doesn't matter what you put in there. Ice, it turns it to pretty much liquid. Sitting there sipping it while I'm watching the morning news and crunch, crunch. Yeah, you ever get sand in your teeth? It's one of those things, it's almost like you hear it more than you feel it. Yeah, it's just like the grossest thing in the world. Yeah, that's pretty much what it tasted like. It wasn't until I pulled out a little chunk of plastic and I'm like, oh, so it wasn't just a really robust flaxseed husk. No, it was, it's sand. Weird thing though, do not eat. They put it on, like, pretty much everything. You know, and the weird thing is, those little packs of silica, they come in electronics too. Do you normally eat things that come out of a TV box? I don't.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The company that makes Banana Boat sunscreen has recalled select products due to, quote, potential risk of product igniting the skin on fire if contact is made with an ignition source before the product is completely dry. Wow. The good news, instead of 7 or 8 hours out in the sun, you could have nice golden brown skin in 20 to 30 seconds. And it was on this date back in 2006 that Denver police arrested more than 20 people for smuggling 45 pounds of meth inside Tickle Me Elmo dolls. No word on how they discovered the drugs were in there, but my guess? They stopped tickling and Elmo kept laughing. And the latest James Bond movie, Skyfall, premiered in London on Tuesday. Now, just how huge is this film? Well, get this. Prince Charles and Camilla attended the screening. I just imagine Prince Charles picking the film apart. As if Secret Service agents actually behave that way. And Justin Bieber is being sued by a man who claims that Bieber stole his credit card and used it to buy himself a penis enlargement surgery. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess this guy's probably not all there, mentally speaking. But in case you're wondering, it was $426.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
Well, Romney and Obama are spending the week campaigning in swing states. Spoiler alert, swing states aren't nearly as sexy as they sound. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has taken his vendetta against Barack Obama one step further. Trump says that if the president releases his college records and passport applications, he'll personally donate $5 million to a charity of Barack's choosing. I don't know. Either Trump knows something we don't, or he was planning to donate the money anyway, and he's just using it as an opportunity to pick on Obama. And they say money can't buy happiness. It can, however, buy someone's virginity. A 20-year-old woman in Brazil auctioned hers off online. The winning bid? $780,000. A man actually tried a similar auction. His went for $3,000. I don't know, you give it 5 years, eBay may have a dedicated hymen section. And it's Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane's 39th birthday today. Interesting little fact, Seth doesn't have email at home, doesn't own a computer, and claims he doesn't really watch television. My question? Where do all the pop culture references come from then?
It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.